Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome. This is Tim the Overseer. Today we're going to have a special guest on speaking with me today to help me out. Amen. We have Watchman on the Wall, Minister Elder Bazaar. Amen. We thank the Most High for him joining us and taking time out of his busy schedule to join us this evening. And so we're just teaming up again, in which we've been doing for the past few months, to bring you this word, amen, to bring you the studies of eschatology and end-time events. Today we're going to actually have a special subject. We're actually going to be talking about demons and UFOs and how they impact our world today and how they've always impacted our world. And, you know, just how it impacts just us as believers in the Word of God, amen. And the reason that we're going to be talking about it is because it is relevant, amen. I remember
amen.
It was not ever a subject, amen, that I can ever recall that any pastor would touch on or any preacher would touch on or even speak about, amen, for fear, amen. We already know why, for fear of being ostracized and people not wanting to believe in that or to not even hear that. Amen. But as we progress at this day and time, amen, many things are being revealed to us, especially to reveal to the church and to reveal to you things that are going on in this world, amen, and how they impact us as believers and Christians, amen. So today we're going to be talking about demons and UFOs, amen. We may touch on a little bit about Satan, which is Lucifer. Amen. So you'll know the origination of these things, because we do know that all these things, all things that are evil, come from who? Amen. Lucifer, he was the one that spearheaded the rebellion in heaven. So we'll be touching on that a little bit. Without further ado, I'm going to allow my good friend, amen, Pastor Elder Bazaar, to come on and introduce himself. Amen. And after he introduces himself, if you want to say a quick prayer for us, we're going to go ahead and jump right in, because, amen, we're only on for an hour and a half today, amen. So we know that the time is a little bit less, amen, than usual when it's both of us on the show, amen. But we will be back on tomorrow afternoon, 4 p.m. Central Time, 5 p.m. East Coast Time, and we'll be back on together to talk about these things, amen. So, brother, go ahead and take it away, introduce yourself, amen, and if you don't mind, after you introduce yourself, you can go ahead and say a prayer, and I'll come back to you.
All right.
And we'll get it started. We'll go ahead and jump right on in. Go ahead, doctor.
All right. Good evening. Good evening. This is Elder G. Bazaar coming out of Warren, Ohio. And I'm taking on down there in Atlanta, Georgia. And from Atlanta, Georgia, Tim Jackson is picking it up in Dallas, somewhere down in Dallas. And we dialed up this number. Amen. If you dial this number up in this time bracket, and the number is, let me get the number. I had it right in my mind. I see how the devil is. He don't want me to give this number out, but I'm gonna give it to you anyway, because Satan
Amen.
Is out to destroy your soul personally. He's
That's
out
right.
to destroy your Amen. Soul, and we got the Word of God, and we got the cross. We're gonna let you know how you can escape the wrath of God
yes,
Almighty. Because Satan is gonna bring wrath up on this world, because he hates mankind, he hates God, he hates anything that pertains to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That number is 845-277-9094. If I was you, I would call some of your friends and let them listen to the Word of God. You won't get this in the church behind the pulpit, because a lot of people don't have time to get into the Word of God and let people know what's going to happen. And quit moaning and groaning about your own personal problems, because let me tell you, all your personal problems, if you give them to the Lord, Jesus Christ will fix it, that you can tell somebody else about him and don't be too much concerned about yourself problems. But we're here today to let you know that number, 845-277-9094.
Amen.
I want to emphasize, we're going to be talking about demons and devils and satyrs. We're going to talk about scorpions and an army that Satan is drumming up his army right now, because he wants to defeat the church. He wants to defeat God. He wants to defeat anybody to stand for God, but he lost the battle at the cross. He lost it completely. When Christ comes out of the grave with all power in heaven and earth in his hand, we got the power, and that power is through his shed blood. For without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. So we're going to emphasize on demons, but we're going to lift Jesus Christ above demons to let you know that God is in control. He can control these things. Amen. He can stop them in the twinkling of an eye. You don't have to worry about it. But we need Jesus Christ to give our divine protection from him that we can preach this word with undoubted, no compromising. As we get into the word, we're going to give prayer. Then I'm going to give it to Brother Tim, and he can take it from there and break down the system, break down the word of God so we can plainly understand what's going on. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you.
Yes,
thank you, Lord, for your love and your mercy and your goodness. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus that you would touch your servants right now, that we can preach the word in season, out of season, that men, women, boys, and girls everywhere that can listen to this program, listen, and get an understanding of the word of God. Because the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. It's got all the power in the world that we can defeat this arch enemy of our soul, and that is Satan himself and all his cohorts. We ask you, let your Holy Spirit reign in us, above us, underneath us, on the side of us, and in us, in
yes,
Jesus'
yes,
name. Let's say amen. All right, Brother
amen.
Tim, hit it.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Doctor. Thank you for that prayer. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and get right on into it. So we're going to go ahead and take a look at the verse over in Ephesians, the 6th chapter, verse 12. Amen. And so we just want you all to understand that demons are real. Amen. You got some people who take this as a joke. And I will tell you this. Amen. You know, we are not to take this as a play thing. Amen.
Come on now.
So many people play with this, amen, and they think it's a joke, and it is not, okay? You're not to play with demons, amen, because we saw what happened over in the book of Acts, amen. That brother got to play with that demon stripped him naked, amen. So, amen, so that's how serious it is, and I believe that that happened for a reason. That happened to show us as the church, that you can't play with this all together. You can't play with God. You definitely can't play with the Holy Spirit, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Yeah. And you should not play around or mess around with demons, anything of the demonic world. Amen. You should not mess around with it. Amen. And now I want to also make this clear as crystal. Amen. I had this conversation long time ago. Anyone that is saved cannot be possessed by a demon. It is impossible.
Come on now.
Know that. Let me say it again. Anyone that is saved cannot be possessed by a demon. Because
come on.
The Holy Spirit lives in you. And God rules over, amen, anything else. So when the Holy Spirit indwells you, once you become saved, the Holy Spirit indwells you in the twinkling of an eye, faster than you can blink. When you confess with your mouth and you believe in your heart that thou are, and once you become saved, the Holy Spirit lives in you. A demon cannot come into you. Amen. Amen. And I'll show you proof of that. Amen. In fact, let me just go ahead and show you proof of that right now, because a lot of times people think that you be saying stuff just to make up stuff, amen. Tell them, doctor, we don't make up nothing, amen. It's a straight word, amen. So anything that we come with, we're going to have some scripture to back it up. So I'm going to go to 1 Corinthians, I think it's the 12th chapter, and I'm going to read to you what Paul said.
All right.
Amen. And I'm going to have to read verses 1 and 2, so therefore you can understand his point in verse 3. So I'm going to read verses 1 and 2. Then we're going to jump into these demons, amen. But I want you to understand things, amen, that no demon can possess a believer. Now, they can possess, amen, people that have not confessed God, amen. And you have to be careful. That's why it's important that you anoint your children, that you pray over your children, because if you're not careful, amen, they can get into your children, amen. So that's why we are to all remember when my kids was growing up, I would always anoint their heads. at night in the bed when they go to sleep, I still anoint my children. Amen. Most of them are grown. Amen. I anoint my house. That's very important. If you don't think it's important to anoint your house, your windows, your doorways, you don't know who comes into your house, was there a cable man, repair man, refrigeration man? You have people that come in your house that a lot of times you have maintenance people coming. You don't even think about it. You don't know these people. You don't know what they carry. You don't know what they believe. And I anoint my house all the time, pray over my house. This is important to do. Amen. You must do these things. These different devices that we have in our house, computers and cell phones, amen. Lucifer is looking for ways, for gateways, for these things to come into your house. Now, we know we all enjoy things. I have a computer, a TV, all this stuff now is connected. And I remember someone telling me, and I don't know how true it is, but they said that with these devices, this brother told me, he said, with these devices, he said they can see, he's a military guy, he said they can see everything in your house. I said, that's not possible. He said, yes, it is.
Come on.
He said, brother, don't you second guess it. He said, these things are like, I don't know if they call them black mirrors or what they call them mirrors. These devices bounce off each other, and they can see in your house. I'm like, what? He said, yes, they can see in your house with these different devices, your cell phone, your tablet, these flat screen TVs, anything electronic they can hear and see in your house. I thought that was mind-blowing, but I believe it because we've been talking about how knowledge has what? Increased. This is how we know, according to Daniel, that we are in the end. We are in the last days. Do not mistake that. Okay? Amen. So let me go ahead and read this scripture here so I can show you that only thing, once you become saved, the only spirit that dwells in you, in your soul, in your spirit, is God once you become saved. Now watch what Paul said. Paul said, now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren. So when he says brethren, he's letting you know that I'm talking to those that are the body of Christ, the church. He said, I would not have you what? Ignorant. I don't want you to be ignorant. Amen. Elder Bazaar, I don't want you to be ignorant. We want you to be what? Knowledgeable. This is why we're teaching you this. Ye know that ye were Gentiles, carried away unto these what? Dumb idols. What is he referring to? Idolatry, serving other gods, demons. People serve demons and fallen angels. When they show you these movies with these super characters, what do you think they are?
Come on now.
They are actually, man, look at her. Y'all not ready. They are actually demons. They are
demons.
Not showing you stuff that's to come. They're showing you these are the past ancient gods, the men of renown that they used to serve. These are demonic spirits that were used to be Nephilim. Amen. When you see Superman can jump up and fly and do all this stuff, and he can bend metal, well, what do you think they were? The Bible said they were men of renown. They were great, powerful men, certain type of wisdom and knowledge. They were not like regular men. Why? Because they were fathered by who? Fallen angels. Amen. Now, why would they say this? Even as ye were what? Led. Amen. They said, now watch. They said, now they used to be led, but they are now what? Saved. Because I am saved and have the Holy Spirit dwelling in me, I can no longer be led by what? These dumb idols, these dumb spirits. Paul calls them dumb. Amen. These fake gods that they put a statue in your house that idolizes some ancient god, amen. This is what he's saying. They can't see, they can't talk, they can't hear. They're just dumb idols. They represent past ancient gods. Now watch what he
says.
He says, wherefore I give you to understand. We want you to be knowledgeable. He said that no man speaking by the what? Spirit of God. What is the Spirit of God? The Holy Spirit. Call it who? Yahshuah, Jesus, accursed. And that no man can say that Jesus is Lord but by what? The Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
So what Paul is saying is that you can only say these things if you have the Holy Spirit indwelling in you. And once the Holy Spirit indwells in you, no dumb idol or evil spirit can indwell you because he don't have the power. Nothing is more powerful than God. Amen. So we have to make sure we're right dividing the word because we have to teach the people that, no, nothing is more powerful than God. Man, especially not the Holy Spirit. You better watch yourself. Man, the Holy Spirit is so powerful. Man, look at it. You talking about the demons tremble at the name of our Lord and Savior. Amen. They tremble. They are afraid. Amen.
Man.
So I want to show you. But we're going to go ahead and jump right on into this thing. I'm going to go back over to Ephesians, the 6th chapter, verse 12. But I had to let you know, as a believer, you don't ever have to worry about being possessed by a demon. Amen. Or anything that's evil cannot possess you. But this is important that we teach our children what? Salvation at an early age. That's why the Bible says if you train up a child in the way they should go, hey, get them saved early. I got my kids saved when they were little bitty kids. Amen. What am I waiting for? That's the worst thing for you to do is wait until they get all this stuff in their spirit. Because Satan ain't waiting. Satan ain't playing. Satan has got cartoons out there that's preaching and teaching. They're teaching evil, wicked spirits in these cartoons. They learn that stuff at a very early age. So we got to teach our kids what the Bible said, train them up. Train them up. From the time they can walk and talk, train them up. Amen. Now watch what it says in Ephesians 6 and 12. And then I got a few more minutes. I'm going to turn it over to the doctor, let him go about 10 minutes. How the way the Spirit want to use them. Amen. Watch what it says. It says, for we, this is Ephesians 6 and 12, it says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Amen. But against principalities. Amen. Against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Amen.
Yeah.
And now you see where we're about to include the UFOs into our teaching today. Amen. Because many years, we used to go to church and hear pastors talk about spiritual wickedness. You didn't really catch on to what that meant. In fact, I'll be honest with you and let you know, when I first got saved, I didn't really know that Satan was loose. I actually thought Satan was in hell. Amen. Until I learned, one of my mentor pastors said, no, brother, Satan is loose. He is the prince of the earth. I said, really? He said, yes. Satan dwells between the first heaven, which is our sky, and the second heaven, which is the universe. He has free range to travel back and forth. That's why I say he is the prince of the earth. And what does it say here? Amen. Spiritual wickedness in high places. This is why we see UFOs that have the power to move and bend light. They can move at such a high rate of speed. Amen. Now imagine this. In Texas, a plane can travel to Dallas to West Texas. A pilot told me within about 30 to 45 minutes. He said, the only reason why it takes long because we're climbing, we're ascending and descending. He said, other than that, it only takes about 30 to 40 minutes to get to a destination in Texas. So if you think about that, they said that they've seen UFOs that move three times as fast as a plane.
Three times.
They can go around the globe, possibly within a matter of minutes. Amen. I'm going to say this real quick. I'm going to turn over to the brother. Amen. There's a video that you can see. It's an old video. It was shot back in the 1950s. This UFO video is so, it is so profound. If you see, it is incredible. There were two UFOs that sat still in the sky. This guy actually filmed it with a home video. This is how you know it's real. Because they didn't have trick cameras to do that stuff back in the day. He filmed it with a home video. Two spaceships sitting in the middle of the earth. And all of a sudden, they just took off at the exact same time and moved so fast at such a high rate of speed that no jet could catch those UFOs.
Lord,
have mercy. And so now you know what those UFOs are. You know why they have such great power and technology, because the knowledge is ancient knowledge. See, the stuff they show you on these movies and these TVs, that stuff ain't coming. That stuff is ancient. They got technology that's beyond thousands of years of what we sit there. We're looking at these phones and flat screen TVs and computers. We think the next iPhone is powerful. That's a piece of junk to what the fallen angels and the demons were designing in ancient times. This is junk. They'll look at this iPhone and these tablets And then what they got, these PS5, Xbox 360, these computers that are supposed to be so, they'll look at that and laugh and say, please, we made stuff 1,000 times more powerful than that back in
the
time. Man, look at this. You better know your enemy. Go ahead, doctor. What you got?
All right. This is real. I want to let you know this is real. This is authentic. This is scripture. And if it's scripture, you better check yourself, because everything written in the Bible is written by the Holy Ghost. God moved up on holier prophets and inspired them to write exactly what this underworld is getting ready to do, what it's been doing, and what it's trying to do is trying to deceive the whole human race. And we're going to start and see where all this started from, because there's fallen angels, there's demons, there's scorpions that got the demonic attributes of moving through the air so swiftly that a man can't catch it. These UFOs, you can even find identification as Ezekiel saw wheels in the middle of the wheels. He saw four cherubims, and they were flashing. And he said inside the wheels, amen, moving inside of another wheel. Well, let me tell you something. What happened in heaven, Lord have mercy, what happened in heaven was no play toy. And this here is found in the book. Here's where the trouble started. Here's where it started. In the 14th chapter, before demons was ever originated, here's where it started. In the 14th chapter, the 12th verse, it says, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? So son of the morning means that he was a bright, illuminating light. He was divine light. God created him out of nothing. Now, you can't comprehend that. I can't comprehend that. No beast or no animal or no intelligence can comprehend that God made Lucifer out of nothing when he called to nothing. And although nothing was there, nothing still had the answer. Now, I can't understand that.
That's right, though. That's powerful.
That's mind-boggling, because, number one, God is God all by himself. He don't need nobody else. Here before anything was, and when everything else is gone, let me tell you, he still will be here. Nobody had to call him up and tell him what to do, how to do it, and when to do it, because he's God. That's why Isaiah said, besides him, there is nobody on the planet, nobody in the planet, nobody above the planet, other than God Almighty, who rules and reigns. And when he made Lucifer, he called his name out of nothing, and Lucifer had to appear. Now, when he appeared, he was the most gorgeous, outstanding, uniquely divine, holy cherubim that God ever created. There's nobody like Lucifer, son of the morning, bright star. He was intelligent, smart. He was unique. He was the music man of heaven. He directed the choir. He had gold, silver, brass, jewels, sapphire. Oh, man, you talking about a cool dude. Man, he thought he was so cool and so beautiful that he believed by his beauty that he could overthrow God.
Think about
that. He was so beautiful that he thought he could overthrow God by his beautiful pride self. Oh man, he was the angel of the hour. He was the immaculate one. He was the one that stood before God's throne. And when he stood before God's throne, he was the protector of God's throne. Whenever God left his throne, Lucifer would stand in the front of it and spread his wings and defied anybody, any other angels in heaven to come near him. He would correct him. But what happened, he looked at himself in the mirror of beautification and saw himself. And he said, I am going to be like. That's where it started, right there. The first war was in heaven. Now, ain't that a shame? The first war was in heaven. And who started it? Lucifer started it. He wanted to replace himself and be God. when he could not be God because he was created by God. And the creator cannot be defeated. You put God in the boxing ring. You bring all the other gods that you can name and put them in the boxing ring, and God will go undefeated. One and all. And Satan said, I am going to do what? This is what the Bible says. I'm going to read straight from the word of God. It says, Lucifer, son of the morning, how art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nation. Every nation on the planet right now is weak. They're weak. They're weak because Satan failed. And when he failed, he took control of the Garden of Eden and got Adam and Eve thrown out because Adam and Eve didn't listen to God, just like people don't listen to God no more. They don't. God don't tell them what to do, how to do it, when to do it. People won't listen. And so Adam and Eve didn't listen. They didn't believe. And when they ate it, then they believed, but it was too late. And God said, I'm going to have to cast you out. And Satan said, now I got man. I got man by the neck. I'm going to destroy him because God wouldn't give me the throne, because God wouldn't let me rule the earth, because God wouldn't let me rule the heaven. I'm going to get rid of his creation. And he's been trying that ever since. Ever since when? Ever since the beginning of his fall. And now he's fallen, he's fallen, he's fallen, he's fallen, and he's fallen, and he's still falling, and he's going to fall right into the pit of Gehenna. He's going to hell. He's on his way to hell. There's one way. He can't turn back. Why? Because angels, fallen angels, cannot be redeemed. Hallelujah! They can't be saved. They can't be saved. Now, what devil's mad at, what Lucifer's mad at, the human race can be saved. Oh, look at here.
Amen.
The deliverer, which is Jesus Christ, can save humanity. But Lucifer said, I don't want them to be saved. I want them to go to hell with me because I am a lost, fallen cherubim, and I'm going to take I can. He tried to get all of heaven, but he only got one third. And when he got into heaven, he started beeping in people's ears. The angels said, come on, buddy, dude. Hey, man, look, we can overthrow the kingdom of God, man. Shoot. We can. I'll give you a providence. I'll give you a planet. And if you go with me, man, we can make a deal.
Right.
And I'm going to go before this Elohim. I'm going to go before this so-called God. And I hear that he created me, but I don't care if he did create me. I'm going to overthrow him because you know something, man? I'm so beautiful, I know I can overthrow him. And don't you know, Satan has brought that same old spirit to earth because people today believe, a lot of people believe because they're beautiful, that they have a right to overthrow him because they're good looking. They believe that they can't go to hell. They believe that they're unfallible. They believe that they can't sin because they're beautiful. But the Bible said beautiful is deceitful, and it ends up in destruction. So beauty is the sin that Satan caused him to fall. Listen to what it says. It says, for I have said in my heart, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit upon the mountain of congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend to the heights of the cloud. I will be like the Most High. Don't you know this turkey is still trying to do the same thing he did in heaven? He's trying to take over earth right now. He's trying to take over earth. And guess what? He's doing it because the human race is letting him do it. The human race is serving the devil. Majority of the world. Listen to me what I'm saying. 7.1 billion people on the planet. It might be more than that. 7.1 billion people are on the planet. And everybody on the planet is born in sin. They're born apart from God. The only way that a man can get back to God, the only man can be reconciled back to God, the only man that can be redeemed is by who? Jesus Christ, God's Son, God Almighty, defeated the devil 2,000 years ago. And the defeat was 100 quadrillion to one. And Satan said, no, I'm still going to fight it. And he's fighting right now. And he said, I'm going to ascend into the heaven. That's where it all started. Demons had not occurred at that time. There was no demon. It was fallen angels. I don't know if it was a quarter. I don't know if it was a million and a half. But let me tell you, as you see the condition of our world today, you know there's got to be a lot of demons working. And these boys can fly. These boys can dart through the air. These boys can get inside of people and cause them to become possessed with all kinds of carnality, all kinds of debauchery of sin. They're low down. They're tricky. They're slick. And
right.
The only way that you can be, only way that you can defeat the devil, you got to go to Calvary's mountain. You got to go and look at the cross and see what Jesus Christ done to save your soul from sin and save you from the clutches of the devil, because he's a roaring lion seeking who he may devour. The Bible says he's the prince power of the air. You talking about somebody can fly? Woo, that dude can fly. And you talking about jet planes and UFOs? These things are demonic. These UFOs are demonic. A lot of people, I don't believe in it. I ain't never seen one. Well, I'm a witness. I've seen them. I've seen about three in my lifetime. And I heard about UFOs when I was about 3 years old. You wouldn't believe it, but I heard about UFOs in 1947. Some guy came to my dad's door and knocked on his, hey, say, Reverend. Hey, Reverend, there's somebody landed up in the woods up there, and we saw a UFO. And, you know, being a little boy about 5, 6 years old, I'm laughing. I ain't no such thing as that. But you know something? I'm 76 years old, and since I was 4 years old until this day, I've heard about them. I read about them. I've seen on TV about them. I saw people, other people saw about these flying things through the air. And to tell you right now, they're demonic. They're demons. They're low down, and they can do tricks. They can make fire come down out of heaven. They can do tricks like that a magician can't do. Why? Because the devil is an angel of light, and there's a mystery to him because he's got power to transform himself into a false minister. Uh-oh. What you say, preacher? I say the devil can transform a man into a false preacher. A false preacher means that he is called, but not by God. The devil got his own show. And it's like Kathy's clown. It's like a circus. He's got all kind of tricks in the church. There's tricks being done in the church today that's not of God. And it's fooling people. And people love lies before they love the truth. And the devil is a lie because he's the father of lies. He breeds lies. He cohabitate lies because he's a liar and the truth is not in him. He has never told the truth. He can't tell the truth because he's a liar. And if a man say that Jesus Christ is not the Son of the living God, and if a man say that Jesus Christ is not God Almighty in the flesh, he is a liar. Why? Because the Bible says God was manifested in the flesh, seen of angels, justified by the Spirit, and received up into glory. And the biggest lie that ever will be told will be when the Antichrist comes and he's a false resurrection. And when he gives that false resurrection, he's going to say that he's God Almighty. And guess what? The world is going to say, yes, this is what we want. We're tired of presidents. We're tired of governors. We're tired of judges. Why? Because the devil works behind the human flesh. He works behind the human flesh. He makes it look good on the outside, but underneath it's like dead men bones. It's rotten. It's stinking. Everything in the government. Let me tell you something. When they took the prayers out of the government and don't even pray no more in the name of Jesus Christ, that's low down rotten and it stinks. And if the government don't come back and repent, guess what? Ooh, we're going down for a fall. So what? The rebellion is still going on. And since the rebellion is still going on, guess what? The church is here. And as long as the church is here, guess what? He's going to persecute the church. He don't want no church. The Satan said, good.
Right.
I like the coronavirus, man. I can stop these folks from going to church now because they wasn't going that well before the coronavirus. Now they got time to make excuses to God. Well, I don't want to get the coronavirus and if I'll die. And see, the devil ain't nothing but a liar. You ain't going to die. If you're a child of God, God will protect you. And if you do get it, he's still going to bring you out. I'm not worried about the coronavirus. You know what I'm concerned about? I'm concerned about those that died with coronavirus that didn't know Jesus Christ. And that's what
right.
the devil said. Hallelujah. I can get these folks to believe that coronavirus
Amen.
Can kill you. Man, I'm going to put it out there. God give me permission to put it out there, and now we're going to see who's going to stand. The Bible says who will be able to stand in that day. And there's a lot of Christians, oh, my God, a lot of church folks quitting church. Don't go no more. Don't have the desire to go. But that's all right. The church can't go to church because you are the church. The church building is nothing but a place to worship. You can worship God anyway, but the church needs to come together and the preachers need to come together and quit backing down off of the things that people are being afraid of, and yet still the devil says, I'm going to do something else. I'm going to do something else. I'm going to send my angels. This is where demons come from. I'm going to send my angels down on the top of Mount Hermon. And this was in the early days. This was before the flood. I'm going to send my angels down from heaven, these fallen angels that took on the side of Satan. And he had a large host. When they got down on the Mount Hermon, they decided to do something that was illegal in God's sight. But see, God is not a God of holding you back. You got a choice. These angels had a choice. Mankind has a choice. And if they take that choice satanically and demonically, they got to suffer the consequence. These angels had was going to get ready to cohabitate with the daughters of men. In other words, they was going to cohabitate and have another breed of a human race that was half angelic and half human. And since they was half human, then half angelic, they were not made or created in the image of God. And since they weren't created in the image of God, they became demons. And these
That's
demons
right.
repopulated the earth during the time of the flood, and it got so wicked. It got so wicked that any imagination that you could think that these demons would do in the sight of men, guess what they did? They brought homosexuality into existence. They brought all kinds of lesbianism in existence. They brought all kinds of drinking and drugs and everything that you can see today. These demons infiltrated the human race, and the human race became so corrupt it stunk before God's nostrils, and God looked down at the heaven and said, it stinks down there. I got to do something. And so he called out Noah, because that was only the righteous seed left up on the earth. Only 8 people, amen, that was walking in the image of God, that had the righteous bloodline. And so God told Noah, look, I can't destroy everybody. And he found Noah in his eyesight and found grace in the eyesight of Noah. And he directly telephone called from heaven, spoke to Noah, didn't have an iPad, didn't have no computer, didn't have nothing, because God don't need that stuff. He needs what? He needs for you to pray. He needs for you to seek his faith, and then he'll hear from heaven. But he ain't going to hear from heaven if you got a whole lot of junk in you. And Noah was the man of the hour, and God told him to build an ark, brother. Build it. And Noah built an ark. Took him 120 years. And about that time, when he got through with 120 years, the words were so corrupt, angels became giants. They became tall. They became supermen. They could lift up half of a building. They were so strong that the daughters of men were scared of them. They had to obey them. Not only if they didn't obey them, amen, they would kill them and eat them. They would do all kind of wickedness. Oh, my God. People just don't understand what kind of generation we're living into today. These demons are working 24/7. No coffee break, no donut bake. They're not going to stop by the donut house to get a break. They are working 24/7 every day.
Amen.
And guess what?
Amen.
I'm going to give it over to Brother Tim. This is how they work.
All right.
These are demons. And the demons cannot possess a saint of God. What the demons do, they oppress the saints of God. There's a lot of difference between possess and oppress. Oppress means they will put firing darts in your mind. Huh? They will try to work with that flesh and cause that flesh to turn more vile. But God said, I got a way to chastise my children, and that is I'll use my chastisement, because if I don't chastise them and they're my child, they're bastards and not sons. So a son of God, a child of God, amen, got a limitation. Amen. If they act up, God will take you off the face of the earth. He'll take you from this planet, amen, just to keep your name and keep his name, that you won't embarrass him. Because a lot of saints is embarrassing God today. A lot of people talk about they love God, but they hate their brother. We got a lot of people that say they saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, and they're doing more than the sinner. They're out there doing double what the sinner's doing, and you can't sin. You can't serve two masters. Either you hate one or love the other, or love one and hate the other. So what we got? We got these demons that's working in the world today. And
amen.
They're working double time. How do the demons destroy a sinner man?
Amen.
Number one, they can drink them. They can take sex, and sex can kill you. Oh, Lord. Oh, man, you mean sex can kill me? Yes, it can kill you. Drugs can kill you. Alcohol can kill you. Beer, wine, women, song, partying all night long can kill you. Satan is using that to keep you away from what? Repenting of your sins and turn to the Holy God and be saved. Don't want to be saved. They'll tell you, don't get saved. You get saved, you got to stop all this, man. You can't have no fun. But let me tell you, you may be having some worldly fun, but let me tell you, there's some fun that you ain't going to enjoy if you don't come to Jesus Christ. And the demons has a job. And these demons are working to do what? To destroy and overturn the church. But Jesus Christ gave us an example. Up on this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So what I'm saying, this is where demons come from. Demons and fallen angels are two different entities. And so now they're working together, amen, to overthrow the church, overthrow the world, overthrow humanity. And guess what? He lost. He lost at the cross. This is where demons come from. And when God gets through, amen, and we come to the close of the tribulation period, every demon, every foul spirit will be cast into the bottomless pit and stay there for 1,000 years.
Amen. All right, Pastor.
They will be let loose. I'm going to give it over to Brother Tim. But I
amen.
Want to
amen.
That these where demons come from. They come from cohabitating with fallen angels and change the DNA.
Amen.
Brother
Thank
Tim.
You, Dr. Lee. Amen. Thank you, Dr. Goodword. Amen. We appreciate that. Amen. The doctor revealed, amen, where it all began. It began in heaven with the rebellion of Satan, Lucifer himself. Amen. The fallen angel. Amen. We can see evidences of that over in Isaiah, the 14th chapter. You read from Isaiah, the 14th chapter, verses 12 through 14. Amen. And verse 15 concludes. It says, yet thou shalt be brought down to hell to the size of the pit. Amen.
Yeah.
So we see that Lucifer is going to be cast. He's been cast out of heaven. Amen. And then we'll see in Revelation, the 12th chapter, where he'll be cast from, from space, from the second heaven, amen, down to earth, amen.
Earth.
He'll be here on earth, amen. And then at the end, amen, he's going to be bound in chains. The angels are going to come down and bound him in the pits of hell, amen. So as you can see, he's just going to continue to fall. And then at the end of the 1,000-year period, his demise will end up in the lake of fire. Amen. So I want to share with you real quick. Amen. I'm going to go to Revelation, the 12th chapter. Let me take a look at my notes right here. Let's go. I got quite a few scriptures we're going to cover. Amen. I'm going to try to move as quick as I can. But let's go to Revelation. Amen. The 12th chapter, verse 12. Amen. And we're going to take a look and see what it says, Revelation 12 and 12, because remember we talked about demons. Amen. We know now where demons come from. Amen. They are the the fallen seed, amen, of the fallen angels. They are the seed of the fallen angels. Amen. And when the fallen angels, amen. In fact, let's go over to Genesis real quick. I'm going to read this real quick. Genesis, amen, the sixth chapter. See if I can find it real quick.
I got you.
It's verse 1 and 2. Genesis. Yeah, there it is. There it is. Okay. Genesis, the sixth chapter, 1 and 2. And this is where you also, if you read the book of Enoch, you'll see where it actually gets more detailed. If you have a book, if you haven't picked it up, you can buy it. There's actually a video on YouTube that actually reads it to you, but I encourage you to read it or to buy you the book. I actually got the book myself. It says, and it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God, amen. So now understand the saying the sons of God. This is referring to the angels of God.
Yeah.
Saw the daughters of men that they were what? Fair. That means that they were attractive. They were good looking. Amen. I know as men, we think women are sexy and fine the way they wear their hair. Amen. The way they may be shaped. Amen. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Amen. You know, we all like different types. Amen. But beauty is in the eye of the beholder. But it said that they saw the daughters of men and that they were what? Fair. They were attracted to the women. They had hair. Amen. They had the beautiful eyes, you know. Amen. They liked the eyes, the way they the smile. Amen. They would just say, man, the angels would look at that and say, boy, look at these. What is this? What is this here that the Most High God has created? Amen. He said, these women are sexy. And they said, and they took them wives, all which they chose. Amen. Now, if you read the book of Enoch, it gets a little detail with this story because God did not create the angels for marriage or to mate, only men.
Yeah.
So this was not a thing for the angels. This was against God. The angels were not to touch the women, amen,
right,
or men of this planet. They were not. They were forbidden to do so. So the fact that they rebelled, they turned against God. There was about, if I'm not mistaken, I think it was 200 angels, and one of them was the leader. And they made a pact with one another to conspire to do this. And they said, we're going to all agree to do this. They knew the consequences. If you read the book of Enoch, the book of Enoch gives a little bit more detail. They gave, it was a pact. Kind of like what people do now, they say a blood oath. They made a pact with one another to say, hey, we know the consequence. We know what's going to happen to us once we do this. But they all came together and agreed, and it says it. Those other angels, they called them out by name. They agreed, yes, we're going to do this. We agree. We know the consequences. Amen? So they were not ignorant to the fact that what's going to happen. That's just like us. We are not ignorant to what's wrong and what's right. We've always been told all our lives, you know right from wrong. I mean, my dad used to always tell us, as boys, you know right from wrong. And you know how you were taught and trained, and don't go out here embarrassing me. Amen. So these angels knew what they were doing when they made this choice to take wives of men of all which they chose. Now watch what it says. This is how we know that they're the angels of heaven. And it says, and the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with men, for that he also is what? Flesh.
Man.
Yet his days shall be 120 years. Amen. Because man was so wicked, God reduced the time and the length that man used to live almost 1,000 years. Some lived 300, 500, 800.
Yeah.
Methuselah lived to be, I believe it was 969 years. He lived almost to be 1,000 years old.
Yeah.
Amen. Can you imagine that? Lived to be that long, if I'm not mistaken, I think it was that long. I think maybe I'm a little wrong, but it was somewhere. He was high. He was up there. He was real old. He lived to be over 900. Amen. But the point I'm making is that God said man is so wicked, he reduced the number of years that man can live on this earth. Amen. We see now that man is, as years have been reduced, amen, tremendously. Now God only promised us, amen, 3 score and 10, 70 years. Yep. Amen. He promises that. So, amen, you may not make 220, but amen. But he does say, hey, if you live, amen, act like you got some sense, amen. You live and serve him.
Get it right.
That's right. Amen. I'll let you live at least be 70. You may not reach 120, but amen, I at least give you 70. Amen. We are grateful and thankful for that because he didn't, and he does not have to give us that. Amen. But watch what verse 4 says. Amen. It says, there were giants in the earth in those days. Ooh. And also after that, when the sons of God came in unto daughters of men, and they bare, look at her, children. This is how we know that this is an angel. These were not men. Because why were they not men? It said, the same became mighty men, which
mighty
were
men.
Amen. Men of renown. They were giants. They were big. They were strong. Like the doctor said, they could pick up boulders and throw them and move them. They could lift up. And, man, if you get about 10 of them jokers, man, they were so powerful. It was surprising like they could move anything. They were so strong. So you think about, amen, there used to be an NFL player in Dallas, amen, by the name of Larry Allen, and they used to boast that Larry Allen could be 700 pounds. Man, I thought that was incredible. I said 700 pounds. Now, you think about a man that stands 6 foot, about 200-300 pounds, can bench press 700 pounds. Can you imagine what some of these giants, how much they could move? They could probably move over a ton with no problem. Lord, have mercy. And this is what I kept saying to you earlier about the supermen. All these characters that you see in these movies, those are based off of. Where do you think they get this stuff from? They ain't making this stuff up. They got this information from the past. Amen. This is stuff that they got archived. They know who these ancient demonic gods. They got the story. These stories that you watch on these TV shows, you think this is new stuff. No. They showing you stuff that happened thousands and thousands and thousands of years ago. That's the story of these fallen angels' children, amen, these demonic gods, amen, and when they die, like the Bible said, their soul, their spirits become what? Demons, because they are not men, amen, they become demonic, and this is where the demonic spirits come from, amen. So I want to share that with you, amen, before I read Revelation 12 and 12. This is what Revelation 12 and 12 says. It says, therefore, rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil has come down unto you, having what? Great wrath, because he knows that he had but a short time. Lucifer is going to be so mad that he's going to be kicked. He's already kicked out of the first heaven. Now he's going to be kicked out of the second heaven. Now you got to understand, amen, we don't know what Lucifer and the fallen angels have done. We don't know where all they've been in the universe. Maybe they have established other life on other planets. Because remember, when the fallen angels made it with women, and they also made it with what?
Animals.
Amen.
Animals.
They made it with animals. What do you think they get this stuff they show on TV with half horse bodies and half human and half goat body and half human with horns?
Come on.
Amen.
Bring it down.
Amen. They got pictures of this stuff, amen. I remember hearing stories, amen, that they have kept secret in the news about. I remember my brother and them told me, one of my older brothers told me, I was shocked to learn this. I think I was in high school, right out of high school. He told me that they had found something. They was in shock. It looked like it was half human, half man, but they had to kill it immediately because they didn't want it to get out in the news. They didn't want nobody to know that somebody had been made with an animal. I think it was like a sheep. But they had to kill it immediately because they did not want the news. They didn't want no pictures of it. They didn't want nobody to see this stuff. Amen. So they had to get rid of it. Amen, bro. They had to get rid of it quick. So that lets you know that bestiality was started by the fallen angels and their children. They were doing all of this stuff. So it ain't no telling what they could have done. Maybe they could have. Now, this is just me speaking. I'm not saying this is in the Bible. This is just me speaking. Amen. This is just my thought. Maybe they could have went to other planets. And this is why you see this stuff on TV that they show, and made other life forms and made other worlds and stuff. They ain't no telling what loose from the fallen. They have done so much abominable, wicked, woo, evil things. Because remember, what did Lucifer say? He said he wants to be a god of the heavens, uh-huh, right? He wants to be like God. So ain't no telling what they did. And he probably promised these angels, look, we're going to be gods. We're going to establish our own worlds, our own life forms. They're going to serve. This is just me talking. Again, this ain't the Bible. Let me clarify. Uh-uh. This is just my thought and my study. I'm like, Lord, have mercy. What have they done? Man, it ain't no telling what they did. And now they talking about, amen, how they going to come to earth. Amen. I share with you that this guy, he was a milker, they murdered and killed this guy for talking so much. He said by 2029, the government knows about a war, intergalactic war that's going to come to earth and attack earth. And that just makes me wonder, amen. It makes me feel like all this got to be connected. And you think about Lucifer, amen, how they going to come to earth, amen, and he going to come to earth with great wrath. Brother, that kind of sound like that same thing to me. I'm just saying, it sound like the same thing to me, that that's what they're going to do. They're going to come to earth with this war, and they're going to attack this planet. You see all these different moves that they make while alien ships come to earth, and what you see happen? They killing humans. They attacking humans. The church won't be here when all this stuff happens. We won't even be here. From the things that is going to hit this planet, the demons that's going to come out of the earth, the demons that's going to attack from space in these ships, the only thing that's going to protect you from that is if you get saved right now before Christ come back. That's it. Woo-hoo. So you can be out of here before all these things hit this planet. Amen. Now, let me read a little bit more. Amen. Because brother already told you, amen, that Satan is alive and well. Satan is here, he is out there. Amen. We know that for a fact that he has come down. We showed you proof in the scripture. Amen. You can also go over, I had it bookmarked. I'll probably come back and read it a little later. But it's over in the book of Ezekiel, the 28th chapter. It's starting at verse 12 down to verse 19. It talks about Lucifer and how he looked. Amen. Lucifer was such a glorious angel, amen. Ooh. He was something to behold, something to look at, amen. And if you go over to Revelation, amen, I believe it's the 20th chapter, it talks about, amen, Lucifer, about how he'll be cast into the lake of fire, but it talks about that people will just look at him and just wonder about that great serpent. And what they'll wonder is probably the same thing that I've been wondering for years. How could you, as beautiful as you are, all that God given you, how could you not serve him? What made you rebel against God? What made you believe that you could take over God? What made the angels follow you? We just going to look at him and just wonder, man, what were you thinking? And that's just my fault, amen. But let me get back to the scripture, amen.
Go ahead.
We want you to know about when Adam and Eve sinned, and the brother said it. He said it best. When Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, the control of the world system basically was handed over to Satan. Satan took over the world. That's what he wanted. That's why he knew he couldn't get to Adam. So who did he go to? He went to the woman. Now, remember, we don't know how Satan appeared to him, amen, instead of serpent, but we don't know how he appeared. Maybe he appeared as an attractive man, or maybe we don't know what it was, amen. But the Bible said he beguiled at the woman, amen. He fooled her. He tricked her, amen. And so you think about that, you know, that he this is what he did. He's been ruling this planet. Now, amen, for a very long time, amen, 6,000. Amen, probably about what, 6,000 years, we believe, 6,000. Amen, a little over 6,000 years, amen, he has been ruling this planet. Now, after the church is gone, at the beginning of the tribulation, Satan and his demons,